now we are moving towards potentiometer. So potentiometer is another topic of current electricity. And see, a voltmeter is a device which is used for measuring potential difference between two points in a circuit. So an ideal voltmeter which does not change the potential difference to be measured should have infinite resistance so that it does not draw any current. Practically, a voltmeter cannot be designed to have an infinite resistance. So potentiometer is one such device which draws and does not draw any current from the circuit. So it acts as an ideal voltmeter. It is used for accurate measurement of potential difference. Now we move towards the principle of potentiometer. So a potentiometer consists of a long wire AB of length L and resistance R having uniform cross-sectional area A. A cell of EMF epsilon having internal resistance R is connected across AB, and when the circuit is switched on, current I passes through the wire. Current through AB, that is I, equals epsilon by R plus R, and the potential difference across AB is V of AB, which equals I into R. So V of AB equals epsilon into R by big R plus small r. Therefore, the potential difference per unit length of wire is V of AB by L, which equals epsilon into R by L into R plus R. So as long as epsilon remains constant, V of AB by L will remain constant, and V of AB by L is known as potential gradient along AB, and it is denoted by K. The K is potential gradient and can be defined as potential difference per unit length of wire. K is potential gradient and it is defined as potential difference per unit length of wire. So let's consider a point C on a wire at a distance L from the point A, and so we get that the potential difference between the A and C is V of AC. Therefore V of AC equals K into L, that is V of AC is directly proportional to L. Thus the potential difference between two points on the wire is directly proportional to the length of the wire between them, provided the wire is of uniform cross section. The current through the wire is the same and temperature of the wire remains constant. So there are some uses of potentiometer as well. The uses of potentiometer will be discussed in the further modules, which will comprise of 3 to 4 subparts, and then we will move to the advantages of potentiometer. So with this we complete this session. Make sure to listen the next session, which is the applications of potentiometer and also uses of potentiometer. So since we are continuing the uses of potentiometer, we come to the first use, and that is to compare EMF of cell. So there is the method one, which says that a potentiometer circuit is set up by connecting a battery of EMF epsilon with a key K and a rheostat such that point A is at higher potential than point B. So you can refer the diagram of a potentiometer for this specific example. You can search EMF comparison by individual method in potentiometer. You can search EMF comparison by individual method in potentiometer over your social media platform or Google, and you will get the results. So as I said, that the potential at A is higher than the potential at point B. So the cells whose EMF are to be compared are connected with their positive terminals at point A and negative terminals to the extreme terminals of a two-way key K1 K2. So K1 K2 is a two-way key. So the central terminal of the two-way key is connected to a galvanometer. Now the other end of the galvanometer is connected to a chalk key, and key K is closed, and then key K1 is closed, key K2 is kept open. Therefore, the cell of EMF epsilon 1 comes into circuit. Now the null point is obtained by touching the chalk key at various points on the potentiometer. And let L1 be the length of the wire between the null point and the point A. So L1 corresponds to EMF epsilon 1 of the cell. Therefore, epsilon 1 equals K into L1. And here K is the potential gradient along the potentiometer wire. Now keep in mind, key K1 is kept open and key K2 is closed. So the cell of EMF epsilon 2 now comes in the circuit. Again, the null point is obtained with the help of the chalk key. Let L2 be the length of the wire between the null point and the point A. So this length corresponds to the EMF epsilon 2 of the cell. Therefore, epsilon 2 equals K into L2. And from the above two equations, we get that epsilon 1 by epsilon 2 equals L1 by L2. Thus, we can compare the EMFs of the two cells. If any of the cells of the EMFs is known, the other can be determined. So next we move to the method 2 in the next procedure, and we will discuss the method 2 in the next example. But the conclusion from the method 2 is more important, and that says that epsilon 1 by epsilon 2 equals L1 plus L2 by L1 minus L2. So in this way we used to complete the first application of potentiometer, and that is to compare EMF of cells. The two equations are epsilon 1 by epsilon 2 equals L1 by L2, and epsilon 1 by epsilon 2 equals L1 plus L2 by L1 minus L2. By any of these equations you can find the desired answers. In this way we complete the first application. In the next application we will find the application to find internal resistance R of a cell. Stay tuned. Happy learning. So the next application of potentiometer is to find internal resistance of a cell. So the experimental setup for this method consists of a potentiometer wire AB connected in series with a cell of EMF epsilon 1. Now the key K1 and rheostat are shown in a figure. The figure is internal resistance of a cell. You can search for internal resistance of a cell and you can get the desired results. So the terminal A is at higher potential than terminal B. A cell of EMF epsilon 1 whose internal resistance R1 is to be determined is connected to the potentiometer wire through a galvanometer, and the jockey J, a resistance box R, is connected across the cell epsilon 1 through the key K2. So key K1 is closed and K2 is open. The circuit now consists of cell epsilon 1 and the potentiometer wire. The null point is then obtained. Let L1 be the length of the potentiometer wire between the null point and the point A. This length corresponds to EMF epsilon 1. Therefore, epsilon 1 equals K into L1, where K is potentiometer gradient of the potentiometer wire, which is constant. Now, both the keys K1 and K2 are closed, so that the circuit consists of the cell epsilon 1, the resistance box, the galvanometer, and the jockey. Some resistance R is selected from the resistance box and null point is obtained. The length of the wire L2 between the null point and point A is measured. This corresponds to the voltage between the null point and point A. Therefore, V equals K into L2. Therefore, epsilon 1 by V equals KL1 by KL2, which equals L1 by L2. Consider the loop PQSTP. Epsilon 1 equals I of R, I into R plus I into small r, and V equals IR, as we all know. Therefore, small r equals big R into L1 by L2 minus 1. This equation gives the internal resistance of the cell. So yes, we did another application of potentiometer, and that is to find internal resistance smaller of a cell. The formula is R equals big R into L1 by L2 minus 1. Next is the application of potentiometer as many a lot of things, which include voltage divider, audio control, potentiometer as a sensor. These will be discussed in the further module.